checking out the drive home. You have found the Alaska Music Spotlight here on the radio every Friday at 5:30. Alaskan artists and their CDs, Alaskan music and their festivals, and live in studio sessions, bringing that to you as regularly as we can. And we have got a band in studio that's going to share more information about an upcoming festival that's happening on Saturday. And maybe we'll just find out exactly what the cheapest key is. Is it C or G? Is C or G the cheapest key? Just put that in your brain as we get to know the band, as they'll bring us some music right now. Are you guys all prepped and ready to share your first song?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Let's hear from The Cheapest Key on 90.3 KMBA.
Threw my favorite shoes straight into the landfill from the bed of a pickup.
Cheapest Key, live in studio on 90.3 KNBA, the Alaska Music Spotlight, getting to know some of the music that's right here in our community. Sounds like you guys have been around together forever. Has it been,
well, thanks.
Has it been a long time or a short time that The Cheapest Key has been performing now?
I'd say it's been a pretty short time. We all started playing together, all four of us. There's four of us here, probably less than a year ago. Yeah.
Was it one of those situations where you guys came together purposefully or just haphazardly and then carried it to this point?
Well, as I recall, I think Laurence, before I knew her very well, asked if I wanted to play music together, and we did. And so Laurence and I have been playing for a couple of years, I think, together.
Sounds right.
And kind of started collaborating on songs. And I think about a year ago is when we were able to tap Charlie, and after that, Eric. And
on the bass.
On the bass, yep, and then on the drums, and then we kind of became this foursome that we are now.
It's got a real nice sound to it, and I can't wait to hear more at the festival. That is going to be between 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Fish Creek Festival.
That's right.
Is at Woodland Park. Do you have some details for us?
Got a few details, yeah. It's at Woodland Park, so that's basically on the corner of 36th and Iowa, on Iowa Street by the Boys and Girls Club in Spinard. And it's second year of Fish Creek Festival. And people are asked to try to not drive because there's not a lot of parking. But there are lots of kids activities throughout the day from 10 a.m. actually to 1 p.m. There's a Fish Creek cleanup. And that starts at 10, and you meet at the Barber Street Park. From 2 to 4, there's the Wood Nymph booth, where you can join kids in getting made up as forest fairies. That's at the Woodland Park. At 4 p.m., there's the Duct Tape and Tarp Parade. And then, of course, there's music from 3 to 9, and there's food trucks and that sort of thing.
And there should be good weather for the whole thing.
Hopefully.
Which the band is excited about, because they don't want to play underneath a bunch of tarps in the rain. They would.
If we have to, we'll do it. But yeah, we're hoping for
the best. This is the first summer activity for the Cheapest Key. So did you guys get out and do a lot of festivals this year, or is this just one in a small handful?
I guess we're kind of...
I can't even remember.
Yeah. Did we play much?
There was one in Seward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're playing the Seward Music and Arts Festival in a couple of weeks.
Ah, that is coming up.
Or I guess in 2 weeks.
And after that, I think we're playing at Willowa the following weekend, the 30th of September, if I'm remembering correctly. So we have a few gigs kind of packed into this month, which is fun, and feels like we're getting some steam off the summer now.
We've got a live band in studio. You're driving home. You're getting ready for the weekend. How about a little bit more music to go along with the drive? What would you like to share with us next?
I think we're going to play a song called Morning Light.
Thank you.
be dark here only for a few more months. 'Cause patience is a matter of time. And in the daylight, know that I am fine. Cup of coffee and I'm right. Begin again. 24 hours, another walk in time. Songbirds, they respond in kind. Good morning, light.
Drive home, getting better with the cheapest key, live in studio at KNBA. They're playing the Fish Creek Festival. That is going to be tomorrow with several other bands performing as well. Folks like Stephen Bacon, Big Fat Buddha is going to be out there as well, and the band that's here in studio now. Now, I wanted to chat just a little bit about, we should remind folks who's in the band. Eric's here, Charlie's here, Laura is here, and Laurence. They're all in the studio providing the backbeat, the piano, and the guitar, and we were asking, what is the cheapest key? At first I was thinking, what is the cheapest key of music to play?
Well, it's in the eye of the beholder, I think. But
I think the cheapest key is an attitude.
The cheapest key is an attitude. Is it a musical key, or is it a key that unlocks the musical secrets?
Well,
you never know until you listen to the band and find out.
Right?
I was going to weave that into the thought, really, of what sounds do inspire you guys. What was the band, when you were taking shape in a studio of your own, in a basement or a garage, what was the sounds that you started to say, geez, you know, we really like this, I want a piece of that? Are there some groundwork flavors that we want to share here today?
Well, I suppose I'll share that, you know, not to give away too much of our mystery, The Cheapest Key is actually the title of a song by Kathleen Edwards, which is a musician that I know Laurence really admires and sort of, I think, influences maybe both of us at this stage of our writing. Yeah.
So
she's definitely one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that you definitely hear a little bit of that I can hear.
Okay.
And I knew that The Cheapest Key was a Kathleen Edwards song, but didn't know if it was directly relatable to that.
I like Kathleen Edwards, and I like her attitude. But I think we kind of liked just the sound of that phrase, almost.
Well,
that's part of it.
Interesting that you say attitude, because on the description that you guys provide for The Cheapest Key, the word punk appears.
It does.
And the word punk definitely appears right here. Anchorage-based singer-songwriters playing original tunes in the folk punk realm. And punk has attitude. So maybe that's where that weaves into the whole Cheapest Key story.
Yeah, I think that could be fair to say.
I don't remember that description at all, but I believe you, I guess, if you say it's there.
Yeah, so somebody's going to come up, play some Black Flag, play some other punk bands. Let's get some requests going, but you guys will.
Yeah, there's probably always room for a little more punk stylings, attitude.
Sure.
Yeah.
Punk with piano. It can be done.
That's right.
So what can we hear next from The Cheapest Key for our drive home as we're heading into the weekend with Should Be Dry? Again, the day tomorrow should be on the mostly sunny side, and you just might hear a song of theirs if you go to the Fish Creek Festival. We'll remind you the details coming up after the song, but what are you ready to share?
Well, we got a song called Gino.
Gino.
Gino. See, your name is on the page, and I remember when you moved in. It was a hazy summer day when you showed up at my door. Said, I'm Gino from Chicago. We moved 'cause Dad got a better job. My My house is plastic and I like to watch TV and eat snacks on the couch. I'm just a regular American boy. I shoot some hoops and eat my dinner at 5. You get older, get a job, get a car, and maybe get a girlfriend too. Life is simple and predictable. You think you'll stay in school. Your sister Jenny calls me up to tell me you've been in a wreck. The other driver cut you off, slammed the brakes and drove away. Gino never grew up. Gino never got old. Never went away to school. Never fell in love. He's just a regular American boy. He shoots some hoops and eats his dinner at 5. Just a regular American boy. He shoots some hoops and eats his dinner at 5.
Cheapest Key live in studio at 90.3 KMBA. I wish I did have one more Mike to bring in Lawrence's guitar just a little bit, because we want to make sure we're keeping the mics on those great harmonizing vocals. And I'm sure you can hear that a bit more if you attend the Fish Creek Festival, which is happening this weekend starting around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We gave all the full details about all the activities, but the most active thing you can do is, well, show up. You can just go on over with a short bike ride or a short walk and jump on in to support your community. You guys all live in Spinard, basically?
Mm-hmm. Charlie and I do.
So it is kind of a community band.
And Eric lives close.
And Eric lives close, yeah. And Laura sometimes lives in Spinard.
Yeah, I practice a lot in Spinard, so I figure that counts for something.
Oh, it sure does. I mean, there is a local scene happening everywhere you go these days, whether it's South Anchorage, Midtown, whether it's the Valley, whether it's Fairbanks or Seward. There's a lot more music going out there. Are you guys finding it difficult to book gigs? Is it a challenge right now to be a starting band that knows they've got a decent sound and wants to perform on a stage, but where are the stages? What's the challenge?
I don't feel like it's been a challenge, because we don't have a lot of time, but it seems like we have a few things going on, and then we get ready for those things and we do them, and then hopefully, you know, it'll start expanding. But I don't know. We haven't really thought about that yet, because we're just sort of doing whatever comes up.
And that's a good thing.
Not a very if good
promoter. You, but sorry.
But then again, that shows that it's not a huge focus of the band to be booking 2-3 gigs a week. The focus of the band is to have a good time making some good music.
Definitely.
Within your own studio, play the occasional show, and then that leads us to, what is the recording process for a group who is at this stage saying, because I'm imagining you're saying, I know we got a good sound going here, we should put this on tape.
Yeah, we'd like to. We keep saying we're going to, and we would like to maybe in November. I feel like we said that last year, but maybe
second
this year we'll actually
charm.
Do it.
Yeah,
yeah, that'd be good, because I think we definitely have probably enough material for that, and it'd be good to solidify some stuff, too. I think it would help our process, or the process would help us.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've had a chance to hear the material, the band's music, and it sounds immediately to me like something that is very radio-friendly, so we'd love to hear some selection of songs as it gets recorded, and I think it'd be something.
We'll get a single to you as soon as possible.
A single is what we're looking for.
Great.
And we got room for one more song for the drive home. I think if we can squeeze a fourth out of you guys,
that'd be
great.
We're going to do an instrument swap.
So we've got people moving around a studio with a big keyboard on one side of me, acoustic guitar right in front of me, and Charlie on the bass with no mic because they don't let him talk much, but they let him play
Charlie.
The bass.
That's real.
Really not true.
Not at all.
What can we hear for the final tune and the drive home?
This is a song called Keeping Time. She got the blues and she's been let down. Too many fans lying all around. Finds a truck on 85. Grabs the handle and up she climbs. Well, a woman scorned ain't got the time to look more than once behind. And she's cracking a smile. But you know, baby, I'm just keeping time.
Shooby dooby doo up, up. Shooby-dooby-doo-wop, whoa-whoa. Shooby-dooby-doo-wop, wop. Shooby-dooby-doo-wop, whoa.
Out the back, let the screen door slam. In the yard runs the mama hen. She got more than just a few little fuzzers and things to do. She got the rat, the gut, and the clover, too. The breeze is picking up, but soon they'll be falling in. Line. But you know, baby, I'm just keeping time.
Shooby-dooby-doo-wop, wop.
Shooby-dooby-doo-wop, whoa-whoa. Shooby-dooby-doo-wop, wop. Shooby-dooby-doo-wop, whoa-whoa.
Cheapest Key here at KMBA, live in studio and on your car stereo at home, maybe the free app that you're using to listen to the radio on your phone. How that all works, well, it's beyond me. I just press the buttons and enjoy the songs, and you guys provide some really wonderful songs. Those are just great tunes. I think they're totally radio ready.
Thank you very much for having us on, Lauren. We really appreciate it, and we love KMBA.
Well, I'm glad you like the station because it's a station that does want to support local music. You guys do. Yeah, I know you play in a variety of different settings. Charlie, you've played in other groups around town as well. And Laurence, I know you've stepped in on stage with other bands too. Laura as well?
Yeah, I guess a little bit. Yeah.
So you guys are all open to having somebody step in and say, hey, I heard you guys on the radio. Can you come just join our set for a song or two?
Or yeah, come ask us to play or whatever, yeah.
Definitely.
And come see us tomorrow. Come to Fish Creek Festival. It's going
to
be good.
That's a chance to catch up with the band live and talk more with them and find out about their tunes. It's the Alaska Music Spotlight. Listen in every Friday at 5:30 for more from Alaskan artists. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.